Wonderful. This morning, we're going to be looking at a Christmas time record. I don't want to say that it's a story. I want to say that, in truth, it's a record. It really happened. It's documented in God's Word. It's a record of hope, a record of faithfulness, a record of uprightness and devoutness, of devotion, of worship, of service, of persistence in believing, a record of great reward, a record of promise kept, and a record of perfect timing. So, if you would turn your Bibles to, want to guess? Exodus. Probably not where you thought we would be going. We're laying a little groundwork this morning about the record of Simeon and Anna in the Gospels when Jesus, as a little baby, was dedicated in the temple and why they were there at the temple and what they were doing. So in Exodus chapter 13, Exodus chapter 13, and we'll start right at the beginning of that chapter. And the Lord spake unto Moses. This doesn't sound like Christmas time, does it? Anyway, we're going to get there from the mouth of babes. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast. It's mine, belongs to him. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength and the hand of the Lord brought you out from this place. And there shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye out in the month Abib. It's later that month is called Nisan, or Nisan, depending on how you want to pronounce it. And it shall be, when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he swore unto thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast unto the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand hath the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. And it shall be, when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it thee there. Verse 12. That thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that open in the matrix, every firstling that cometh out of beast which thou hast, the males shall be the Lord's. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, Jesus was her firstborn. This was the law given unto Israel. Jesus was of Israel. Okay? So this is the backstory. You can find more in the book of Leviticus. If you're hankering to read Leviticus, you can go to Leviticus 12. You can read more about this and the whole thing, why Mary, Joseph, and Jesus were in the temple. And that gives the backdrop of the story, what did I call it? The record of Simeon and Anna. So let's go to the Gospel of Luke. Now that's more Christmas timey, isn't it? The Gospel of Luke, and in chapter 2. The Gospel of Luke in chapter 2. Every jot and tittle of this word of God, the word says of itself that God breathed it. And it's all important. When we look back in Exodus, we look back in Leviticus, it can seem awfully boring or just doesn't make a lot of sense. But when we see the whole word together, this is why Mary, Joseph, and Jesus were at the temple, what we just read. So in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 21, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus. Anybody know, anybody tell me why it was called Jesus? That's what he was told. That's what they were told to name him. That's right. Amen. And he was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. So they were in Jerusalem. What was in Jerusalem? The temple was in Jerusalem. What was the very heart of the temple? That's where God dwelt. The manifested presence of the glory of God dwelt in the temple. Verse 24. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man, Simeon, right, was just, he was upright, and he was devout. Devout. He was devoted to God. That's what that means. Devoted to God. He was just and devout, waiting for the consolation or the comfort, the exhortation, the encouragement, the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Can you imagine what kind of promise that must have been to that man? That he wasn't going to see, he wasn't going to die until he got to see the Messiah, the Christ, the consolation and salvation of not only Israel, but all mankind. That'd be kind of like if God visited us and said, you know, you're not going to die until I send the Lord back for you. I'm thinking the exact same. Can you imagine? Wow, I'm not going to die until Christ comes back. I haven't got that message. But I did get the message that he is coming back and I'll be involved. Right? We all can say that. But this is a special thing. This old man was promised by God that he would not die until he got to see the baby Jesus, the Messiah. Verse 27. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. What does that mean, came by the Spirit? The Spirit of God was working in him to go to the temple. Right? So he listened and he obeyed. What a wonderful man. And he came by the Spirit into the temple when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law. Mary and Joseph were following the law and doing what was right according to the law and being obedient, and they were at the temple and dedicating Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? And Simeon just happened to be there, right? It was God's timing. Holy Spirit worked in him to be there. And you think about this. Think about that very special promise that Simeon had. You're going to see this consolation of Israel. Do you think Simeon probably read Isaiah? Do you think he probably knew what the word was? Do you think he was probably looking for a child? Right? So he was at the temple where they would do the dedications for children. And Jesus was there being dedicated by his mother Mary and his stepdad Joseph. So, this wonderful man, Simeon, then took him up in his arms like this and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, the deliverance promised to Israel. The deliverance promised to him too, right? For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, thy deliverance, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Simeon knew who Jesus was. He recognized Jesus because of the Holy Spirit working in his heart. And he knew who Jesus was and what he would do. A light to lighten unto the Gentiles and the glory of his people, Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. They wondered. They were amazed. It also means an admiration as well, that word. They marveled at these words. Did Mary know who Jesus was? Yeah. Did Joseph have any? Yeah. And yet, this man, as he lifted up the baby Jesus and he brought forth these words, the heart of Mary and Joseph marveled at these words. It wasn't a wonderful coincidence that Simeon was there. There was a reason why he was there. The word doesn't say how long he held that promise in his heart. It doesn't say how young he was when God said, you're not going to die until you see the Christ. You're not going to see that. It doesn't say he was, it's been years and years and years, but it does not say that he knew that for a long time either. But it does say that God promised Simeon that he wasn't going to die before the baby Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ would come. Then, verse 34, Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, the child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. Wow, it was all bunnies and butterflies before this, and now he's saying this. Behold, the child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Remember what Jesus He was born and he lived. What was his mission? He was the sacrifice for mankind from the get-go. He was the one to pay for the sins of the whole entire world. The gospel about Jesus in the Word of God says that Jesus would be a stumbling block to many. A stumbling block, trip them up. Because they, out of unbelief, if they did not believe in Jesus, it would be a trip up in their walk. How do you think this, you know, when we think Christmas time, we think of this wonderful young girl giving birth to the Messiah, right? This virgin who gives birth to this, the Messiah of Israel. This miraculous, supernatural birth. And yet when he's talking about piercing through her own soul, how did that same woman years later feel when she saw her son being the sacrifice for all the world? How would that pierce the soul? I think about, Liz was telling me, she was watching a documentary about a tsunami, and they had this young mother, and she was a young girl in her teens, and in the tsunami, the waters ripped her son out of her hands, and she lost him. And the sorrow that you could see as this woman was recounting the story. Jesus was Mary's boy. The good part of the story is they found that little boy alive later. The good part about Jesus Christ and all the sorrow about his death is 3 days later, he got up from the dead, resurrected in his glorious body. So, now that's one witness about who Jesus Christ is. Verse 36, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. And she was of great age, and she lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. So was Anna a stranger to the temple? No. Did she need the Holy Spirit to say, you need to get to the temple? No. She was there night and day serving the Lord. And she was of a great age. Of a great age. Something else about this woman, Anna. It says she was a prophetess. Right? It also says she was from the tribe of Asher. And when you think about Jerusalem at this time, when you look back in the Old Testament, the children of Israel was split. 10 tribes made a kingdom to the north, 2 tribes made a kingdom to the south. That was called Judah. These people, you would be referred to as Jews. Why? Judah, that's the nation that they were from. Asher was from the northern tribes. Asher was from the northern nation of Israel. And yet here's this woman of the tribe of Asher, and she's in Jerusalem, and she's a prophetess, and she's witnessing who Jesus Christ is. Pretty neat. And verse 38, and she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Now, she came in at that instant. She came in at that instant to hear Simeon proclaim about the Lord Jesus Christ. And she comes in and she gave thanks likewise. and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. In the Bible, for something to be witnessed as true, you need a minimum of two witnesses. And here we have Simeon and we have Anna, witnessing the dedication of the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing that he's the Lord, both of them, and praising God. And then it continues to say that Anna spoke about the redemption to all, everywhere she went. I think about you and I know about Jesus. You and I have made him Lord. And we get the privilege of speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ wherever we go, to whomever we meet, and how great that is. In verse 39, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So these two wonderful examples to believers, not only in their day and time, but because it's written in God's word, they're examples to you and I of devotion, of faithfulness, of persistence, of believing in a promise from God until it's received. God has promised us. God has promised us a great hope. That hope is that the Lord Jesus Christ shall return. Shall, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And people can mock and people can say what they want. But we know that he's coming back. And we can be like this man Simeon that holds true to a promise like that. And we can live out our days, or should we be gathered? Amen, I'll take it. We can live out our days believing that promise is true and holding it in our very hearts, as sure as Simeon did. We have that promise that Christ is coming back. So this wonderful record here, a record of hope, of faithfulness, of uprightness, of devotion, of worship, of service, persistence, a great reward, promise received, and God's perfect godly timing at this moment when Jesus Christ was dedicated, apart. See how God works in people who are faithful, and God works in people who are persistently faithful and believing his promises are true. God works in people who are just and upright in their living and their dealing. Those who believe God's word and hold to it. And we can be very blessed this time of year, knowing about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and how he is our Savior, he is our Lord, and he is coming back. And we can believe that promise is true. Amen? Amen. Amen.